keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Raina Flores with 13 News. A 28-year-old Emporia Elementary School teacher who went missing on Friday was found dead. According to the Emporia Police Department, Rebecca Robber was found dead in a wooded area just 300 yards south of West 4th Avenue, where she was last seen on video on Friday night. Emporia police say she went to the Town Royal Bar around 11 p.m. and left after a minor verbal disagreement with a friend. At this time, officials say it seems that she may have died due to hypothermia because of the heavy snowstorm that happened in Emporia this weekend. Detectives are currently processing the scene, and the investigation is still ongoing. Of course, we'll keep you updated. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 27. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 12. Daytime highs approaching 31. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, 6 above.
In agriculture, being precise and efficient makes all the difference in your operation, and your health deserves the same level of attention. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit brings robotic-assisted surgery to rural Kansas and Nebraska, offering smaller incisions, greater precision, and reduced downtime. From hernia repairs to gallbladder surgery, our skilled surgeons can reduce your downtime and get you back to what matters most. Call 785-738-9405 to schedule your surgical consultation today.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. On Saturday afternoon, Kansas State Athletics announced that K-State Women's Hoops would be without one of its leading scorers when it took to the court Sunday in Lawrence for the Women's Sunflower Showdown number one, that being Tess Heal. The school said in a statement on Saturday that Heal is being held out of the game on Sunday due to an NCAA violation. Head coach Jeff Mitty talked a little bit about Heal's situation after Sunday's loss.
We hope for a quick resolution. I don't think it's she made a mistake in regards to the timing of it, but there's nothing else that we feel good that as soon as it gets through the reinstatement process that we'll have her back. Toughness. I mean, Tess is a tough player, and you know, anytime you're missing a player, but others had opportunity to step up, and we've had injuries before, and others have stepped up. We just struggled today to have others play well in that role, and so, you know, we've got to do that better.
Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Now that the holidays are over, how's that brand new smart TV? The gaming console? The tablets the kids won't put down? If your home got an upgrade, your internet should too. With Cunningham Fiber, you'll get speed and reliability all those devices need without the buffering, lag, or holiday hangover headaches. Switch today and see if you qualify for the first month free. Visit ctcfiber.net or call your local office. Cunningham Fiber, because new gadgets deserve better internet. Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
It was a great weekend for Beloit basketball teams in Colby this weekend at the 41st annual Orange and Black Classic. First round games on the boys' side saw Colby over Pine Creek 69-56. Beloit topped Ulysses 67-56. Hayes beat Goodland 62-28. Concordia topped Stanley Lake 69-53. Semifinal action on the boys' side, Hayes 73, Concordia 43, Beloit 55, Colby 48. Then in the final, it was Hayes 52, Beloit 29. Third place game, Concordia topped Colby 65-63. Consolation side, it was Ulysses 60, Pine Creek 54. Stanley Lake beat Goodland 50-41. Fourth place game, it was Stanley Lake 54, Ulysses 45. Seventh place game, Pine Creek topped Goodland 48-41. Charlie Burke made the all-academic team on the boys' side. Truett King and Kel Lenners were picked on the all-tournament team. And freshman Truett King, who had 36 points in the Thursday game against Ulysses, was named the best six-man or best off-the-bench player in the boys' tournament. Coach Mike Dull was named the most outstanding coach for the tournament. On the girls' side, in the 41st Orange and Black Classic at Colby, it was Concordia 43, Colby 33. Stanley Lake beat Beloit 67-54. Stanley Lake used a 27-4 run in the third quarter after Beloit led 27-26 at the half. It was Wellington 57, Ulysses 31. It was Hayes 55, Goodland 31. Championship side, it was Hayes 43, Wellington 26. In the semis, Stanley Lake beat Concordia 74-42. In the championship, Hayes tops Stanley Lake 56-53. Consolation side, it was Beloit 60, Colby 36, and Goodland 51, Ulysses 36. Fourth place game, Goodland beat Beloit 49-42. And in the seventh place game, it was Colby 59, Ulysses 37. Carly Smith made the all-tournament team for the Beloit Lady Trojans, and Beloit cheerleader Ava Sloan was named to the all-academic team. The 56th annual Beloit Invitational was held on Friday. It was a condensed version of the annual meet that is usually held Friday and Saturday. 16 teams were unable to attend, but it was a solid and competitive 16-team meet. Abilene won at 175.5, Concordia second, 149, Colby third, 144.5, Clay Center, 137, Silver Lake, 131.5, Smith Center, 123.5, Minneapolis, 104, Salina Central, 90.5, Beloit, 86, Salina South, 77, Plainville, 76.5, Republic County 63, Riley County 54, Holcomb 44, Nemaha Central 37, Marysville 25. Individual wrestlers for Beloit, Brogan Monty continued his tear after Christmas, winning his third consecutive meet and being named the Larry Hewitt Outstanding Wrestler over the weekend. He concluded his championship with three consecutive wins, including a fall at 146 over Alejandro Arnold of Minneapolis. Then he won 3-0 over Nathan Schroeder of Colby. And in the final, he got by Noah Withnow of Abilene 4-3. Moat Monty is ranked number one in 4A, and Withnow is ranked second at 138. Other finishers included Colby Albert 6th, Henry Tice 5th, Hunter Koenig 6th, Jesus Cabrero 8th, Casey Green 6th, Kellen Elam 2nd, and Tyler Binder was 6th. Other teams in the area at the Beloit Invitational included Smith Center. For the Smith Center wrestlers. Dakota Kattenberg was second. Gannon McCoy was fourth. Gunnar Nichols, sixth. Ian Stansbury, seventh. Carson Nichols, third. Carson Montgomery was first. And Parker Hutchison was first. Osborne will host the Osborne Invitational Girls Wrestling Meet today at 1 o'clock. Teams that have been narrowed down since the storm. Anthony Blair, athletic director at Osborne High School, had 18 teams coming on Friday or on Saturday. Next year, there will be 25 teams in the Osborne Invitational Girls Meet to match the Boys Beloit Invitational. Today, competing teams will be Osborne, Red Cloud, Beloit, Ellis, Sylvan, and Hill City. So since it's cold out, and if you need something to do, head to Osborne today at 1 o'clock. The Osborne Invitational with six teams will compete all afternoon.
Make Calhoun Automotive your first call when you need work on your vehicle. Located in South Beloit, Brian and the other pros have years of experience in basic and major mechanic work. Anything from brake pads and rotors, alignments, oil changes and tune-ups to motor overhauls. They do full fluid flushes, bed liners, and exhaust work. When you aren't sure who to call, give Calhoun Automotive a call to take care of all your automotive needs. 738-5058. Call Calhoun Automotive at 738-5058.